Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 7th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The New York City Department of Education announced that schools are now allowed to use Zoom for online learning after previously banning the service on April 4th for privacy and security concerns. Schools and students will access the service through the central NYC Department of Education Zoom account with stronger encryption and storage defaults designed to ensure that only NYC Department of Education approved participants and guests can join virtual classrooms. Schools may continue to use other teleconference solutions used while Zoom was banned. In a joint statement, Liberty Global and Telefonica announced the companies plan to merge the UK broadband provider Virgin Mobile and telecom operator O2 into a 50-50 owned joint venture worth just over £31 billion. The companies said if approved, the merged company would commit to invest £10 billion in UK infrastructure over the next 5 years. Existing Virgin Media mobile customers, which currently runs on Vodafone's network, will be moved over to Telefonica. The merger now awaits UK regulatory approval. The smart home company Wink announced that as of May 13, 2020, the company would introduce a $4.99 monthly subscription fee to retain access to Wink devices from its smartphone app with voice control or over API integrations. Device owners without a subscription will have automations disabled after that date. Wink says the change in policy is a result of both long-term costs and recent economic events, putting a strain on the business, and that the company doesn't offset costs by selling user data. Facebook's Libra Association named Stuart Levy as its first CEO. Levy comes from HSBC, where he served as chief legal officer. In April, Libra's governing body said Libra would be linked to individual national currencies and overseen by global watchdogs. Libra now plans to launch as early as mid-November of this year. As part of its Q4 earnings report, Nintendo reported it sold 3.29 million Switch consoles, up 33% on the year. Lifetime sales of the console are now 55.77 million units, which Nintendo says is more than the lifetime sales of the Nintendo 64 and GameCube combined. The company also said Animal Crossing New Horizons surpassed 11.77 million in sales in the quarter, despite launching on March 20th. Uber says it will lay off 3,700 employees in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi will also forgo his base salary for the rest of the year. His salary was $1 million in 2019. TiVo launched its TiVo Stream 4K, a HDMI dongle with Sling TV built in, that was announced back at CES. TiVo Stream 4K also supports Dolby Vision HDR, Dolby Atmos, and Chromecast. It runs Android TV and has Google Play Store apps and Google Assistant built in. It also features a streaming service called TiVo Plus. The TiVo Stream 4K is available now for $49.99. After weeks of dribbling out details, LG formally announced its mid-range LG Velvet smartphone. The device features a 6.8-inch Full HD Plus OLED display with a 20.5:9 aspect ratio. Inside is a Snapdragon 765 5G chipset, 8GB of RAM, with 128GB of UFS 2.1 internal storage. The back features three cameras in a raindrop arrangement, a 48-megapixel primary camera, an 8-megapixel ultrawide, and a 5-megapixel depth sensor. The Velvet also features a 4,300 mAh battery, IP68 water resistance, stylus support, an in-display fingerprint reader, and a headphone jack. The device costs 899,800 South Korean won, or about $730, and will launch on all major carriers in South Korea. The LG Velvet is expected to hit international markets in a few weeks, but no details were announced. The Verge sources say Spotify is testing video podcasts in its app. The global test allows creators to upload their recorded video footage in the app and will show up to 50% of the show's Spotify podcast listeners, with videos being added to recent episodes. A report from the Internet and Mobile Association of India and Nielsen found that for the first time, there are now more rural internet users in India than urban users. The report found 227 million rural active internet users in the country, 10% more than the 205 million users in urban areas as of November 2019. The report found that India has the second most internet users in the world, with 504 million, behind China's 850 million, but that the country had only 40% internet penetration among the population, compared to 88% in the US and 61% in China. Google updated its Authenticator app on Android to now feature a Material Design 2.0 layout and adding an import and export tool. Users can select which accounts to export, which will generate a QR code to scan on a new device for import. The update also disables screen captures when displaying secure data, like two-factor codes. And finally, the research firm Strategy Analytics found that smartwatch shipments in Q1 grew 20% in the year to 13.7 million units. Apple held 55% of that market, growing shipments 23% to 6.2 million shipped. Samsung remained second with 14% of the market, growing shipments 11% to 1.9 million units. Meanwhile, Garmin jumped to number 3 for the first time in 2 years with 8% market share, shipping 1.1 million units, a 38% increase on the year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.